We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, baby. Calmly walk into your local liquor store and say, "Sir, madam, person, may I have a bottle of Scotty's?" And when they tell you how much it costs, you'll be stunned that you can get smoothness at such a price point.
Yes.
Brian, I got breaking news for you.
What's breaking news?
I'm being serious this time.
Go ahead.
Well, Shelby's team lost at Field Day. But I got serious breaking news.
What's the serious breaking news?
Arizona Cardinals release wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, he about to go. He about to go. Where you think he ends up?
No trade. Just cut him.
Hey.
So here's how we're going to open Ask B. Mitch Anything.
Yeah.
Yes.
Brian Mitchell. Should yes. the Commanders make a run at DeAndre Hopkins?
Yes. I mean, if you add all the players you can, all the playmakers you can, you know, and right now he's not in a position of power, so you won't be. You probably won't have to pay top dollar, but I would suspect that he has somebody in mind. You know, tampering is when you start speaking out loud and this, that, and the other, but talking to your friends about the possibilities and ending up on a team with them, I don't see that as tampering.
Okay. Should the Commanders sign him, you say yes.
I think they should go after him, but I don't think he'll come. I think he'll go with a more seasoned quarterback where he thinks the chances are better to get into the playoffs and possibly a Super Bowl.
I don't think he's coming to Washington. Where do you think it makes the most sense for him to go?
Green Bay. I mean, not Green Bay.
The Jets.
New York Jets.
That's it's one, it's funny that you said Green Bay. Two, I was thinking the Jets also, man.
Well, it's basically Green Bay East. Aaron Rodgers got everybody he wanted signed over there.
Dude, what about the Bills?
Bills is a possibility, but you got to remember, DeAndre Hopkins has been in Houston, Arizona. You don't want to go to Iceland.
Yeah, but playing in New York
is
not that
playing much. In New York is way better than playing in Buffalo. But in New York, in Meadowlands is way better than playing in damn Buffalo.
I got one. It's a little cold, but you can make it work.
Where?
Kansas City.
Oh, listen, if he has a chance to go play with Pat, you signed yesterday.
Dude, I mean, their receiving core, Kadarius Toney, who I recognize they're really high on, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, who's whatever you think he is, Sky Moore, the young rookie from last year that really kind of showed something late, Justin Watson. I mean, it's interesting.
I can see if it's at all possible, Andy has no problem giving a veteran guy another chance. And playing with Pat for any veteran player, especially a receiver, should be I'm gonna take that chance over there.
I got one that I don't think Commanders fans would want to hear.
Philly?
No.
Dallas?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I would think that Dallas would be one of those teams that he may – because think about it, he's still in Texas. He goes back to Texas and he's playing basically in a dome. He's good.
I got one that's off the radar.
Who?
And they've got good young players, especially now that Calvin Ridley's coming up back off that suspension, I believe. But the Jags, man, that's a good offense.
And he's from Christian Florida, Kirk, right? He's from Florida.
I don't know where he's
from. I think he's from Florida. That could be going home.
I don't know. You got to figure the Jets are the leader in the clubhouse here, but there's a lot of intriguing possibilities. That'll be another fun little subplot for the NFL. A lot of people are going to say the Ravens, but a lot of people are going to say a lot of things. So who the hell knows?
Hey, Ravens are a great possibility.
Wow, that's a big one. That is a big one. All right, let's open these phone lines up. It is Ask B. Mitch Anything on Ivanka Red Bull Friday, powered by Scotty's. Let's start with Damon in Oxon Hill. What's up, D?
Oh, not much, fellas. Thank you for taking my call, Mr. Finley and Mr. Mitchell.
What's up, brother?
Not much. I got three things. First off, thank y'all for, thank you, Brian, for signing my football card at the brewery when I did show up. I really appreciate it. That sparked a conversation amongst my family about
cool,
how
man.
Great you are. My father-in-law recanted a story when he tried to take a picture with you, and he got a bad photo, and he wanted to take a second one, but you wasn't. You wasn't with it at that point. But it is what it is. My question
really?
Is, yeah, he says you wouldn't want to. You ain't want to take the picture because it was like a lot of stuff going on. I think it was a lot of people in line too.
Oh, okay. I don't recall
so,
that.
B-Mitch is always very good about taking pictures. I've seen it.
But he said it was. You was a cool guy when he met you too. So that is what it is.
Yeah.
But my question is: I know you played for a couple teams, but throughout your career, what was the most memorable prank that somebody played on you, and what was the most memorable one you played on somebody else?
Well, the most memorable prank they played on me, they packed my car with the packing peanuts, because I would always be the first out the building when we got a day off to be gone, and my whole car was filled with those white packing peanuts.
What car was it?
It was at a red BMW, but I told you I rolled the windows down and just took off, and it was packing peanuts flying everywhere. But the best prank I got on somebody was that little itching powder I put in it. In their jock, because they tried to get me, but I saw people like looking, so I figured something had happened. I got me a new one, but I put it in their jock, and they couldn't make it through practice. Let's say that.
Who was it?
Can't tell you all that.
All right. how about this? On a recent appearance of the I Am Athlete podcast, DeAndre Hopkins listed the five quarterbacks he'd most like to catch passes from. You want to guess, B?
Aaron Rodgers, Pat Mahomes.
No Rodgers. Mahomes is on the list.
All right. Up, Baltimore, Lamar Jackson.
On the list. You got.
How about Dallas?
All right. That's two strikes, B.
Two strikes?
Yeah. He named five. You've got two, and you've got two strikes.
People. Herbert?
That's all right. Three yes, two strikes.
All right. Allen?
Four wins, two strikes. It's getting juicy now.
And he might want to go Burrow.
All right, Landfill, what noise does B-Mitch get? He just struck out.
You would have struck out, too, because you damn sure would have named Allen and Burrow and Rodgers.
Perhaps, but you left out one that I think you'll be like, oh, of course,
who?
Jalen Hurts.
Hurts? Okay.
He said Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Mahomes, Lamar, and Justin Herbert.
All right. Cool.
Sadly, none of those are Sam Howell. Now, let's keep the phone lines going. Larry is in La Plata. Larry, what up, man? Ask B-Mitch Anything.
Good afternoon, guys. Hey, Brian, speculative question. Let's say Washington does poorly next year, and Howell is substandard. Do you stay with Hal, or do you mortgage the future for Caleb Williams out of USC, the local kid?
If he plays substandard, they're going to be mortgaging the future.
Hello?
I don't know.
Listen, my guy dropped.
Man, you got a new ownership rolling in here, and if he doesn't play well, they're not going to stick with that. They're going to be trying to look for something to make sure they keep the fans coming into this. They're going to come in with a mindset to change things up, and you can't expect them to stick with them.
Let's go to – listen, if things don't go well and they're picking top five, top ten, I would absolutely condone a all-in move to get Caleb Williams. But mm-hmm. there is so much football to be played between now and then, it's a little silly to speculate that far out. Remember, if in 2019 nobody was talking about Joe Burrow in the draft – I don't know if it's wild card, Scotty, but it might be. Line six, Scotty has a question for you.
What's happening, fellas?
What up,
it is Friday. That is wild card, Scotty. What up, Scotty?
Just out here enjoying the scenery. Beautiful sunny day in Maryland. God's country, man. What you guys got lined up for the weekend? What you got good?
Everything is good.
Do you have a question for B. Mitch?
That was the question.
Absolutely do. Absolutely. I want to ask B. Mitch about his college days. I want to ask him what it was like being a celebrity during the college days, running around campus. What's the wildest story you got?
I don't have many, many wild stories that I could probably tell on the radio, but let's just say a lot of these NFL players wish they were treated as well as I was when I was in college.
So one thing that you pointed out, maybe that was last week or 2 weeks ago, that Lamphill and I kind of researched.
What?
Was when – I think it was the first game you ever started when Oklahoma State came down to Lafayette. Is that right?
Yeah.
So – To paint the picture, so what year is this, 86-ish, 87?
86.
Okay.
Wow.
So in 1986, Oklahoma State was a big deal. They had Thurman Thomas, Barry Sanders, Dexter Manley
Hartley,
had just gotten out of
Hartley
there.
Hartley Dykes.
Right. Gundy.
Gundy was on that team.
And Oklahoma State was known for – there was no NIL at that time, but Oklahoma State took care of its players.
T-Boone Pickens.
T-Boone Pickens. And Lamphill – how much money was it? We researched that Lafayette paid the Oklahoma State Cowboys a significant sum of money to come down there and play them.
Yeah, we had some of our boosters paid them.
Yeah, I think it was like $400,000 or something.
$275,000.
Oh, okay.
Okay, said. But imagine what $275,000 was worth in 1986.
Yeah, that was like several houses you could buy for that money.
Yeah.
And this was... at the time, so Southwestern Louisiana paying that to get OK State to come down there. So imagine how well they took care of star recruit quarterback Brian Mitchell. That's all I'm saying. Hey, I'm just looking at the
facts.
They
made me work hard for the money, man. That's all.
Yeah, I bet. Thank you, Scotty. Enjoy the weekend, bro. My guy Noel's in Chicago. What's up, buddy? Ask me anything.
Hi, how you guys doing? Happy Friday.
Same to you, brother.
Doing good. Great talking to you guys as usual. I'm still reeling from the whole DeAndre Hopkins news, but this is actually a good question to ask in line with it. So assuming we don't get him, because we won't, we've been talking about Sam and we've been talking about Eric during training camp. Everything looks good. Outside of Terry McLaurin, I feel like somebody else on this offense has to really raise their game and step up and like really put up numbers for us next year. Question to you, B. Mitch, and then JP as well, like, who's that guy going to be? Because it can't just be Terry.
Well, it's not just Terry. I think Jahan Dotson showed last year what he's capable of. He has to stay healthy and play the whole season. You know, that kid got the end zone 7 times in the short period of time he was there. I believe that you're going to use B-Rob in a different way. I expect Gibson to give you a little bit more. And that young kid, what's Christian's last name?
Ramirez?
The running back.
Rodriguez. Yeah.
I hear a lot of talk about him, and I think they really want this kid involved. So I think you're looking at – and then the tight end position has to step up. It's not just about Terry, but it's also – you got to realize, I don't believe that they were set out and utilized properly last year. You know, you had Logan was hurt. If he's completely healthy now, you can expect some different things. But using those receivers – Curtis Samuel proved last year, after having a dunce of a first year, he proved last year what he's capable of. And if anything, that they can use him like they use receivers and stuff in Kansas City, he's going to step up and open up a lot of things for a lot of other people.
Good call there. I think Dotson is the obvious one. I think Gibson and I think Logan Thomas could have really big years.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's keep the phone lines going. In just a few minutes, we're going to have Derek Stevens join us, the owner of the Circa Casino. How crazy is the owner of a casino?
Yeah, you would know him, don't you?
I've met him, yeah. I doubt he remembers me, but I've met him. Andrew is in Stafford. What up, Drew?
Hey, boys. How y'all doing?
Doing good, man.
Question for you, B. So, you know, everybody wants to compare players across eras and all that, but as a player who had the success you did, what era would you have wanted to play in as a player?
Today? People scared to hit, and I would love that because I'm going to try to run through them anyway. And guys don't like working. So I think today with the rules the way that they are, man, I could play another.
Even with the new kicker.
With the new kick return? Yeah, because I'm gonna be that kick returner who's not gonna be fair catching.
I also think, seriously, that if you were playing today, you might never be converted from a quarterback.
Nah. I like playing the other stuff a lot more.
Yeah, but you only learned that once you got converted.
Yeah, but the quarterback, they want you to do – you got to be too like, button up. I don't want to be button up.
All right. Good call there. Thank you, buddy. How about – we're going to take two more here. My guy Dave is in Fredericksburg. What up, Dave?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
V-Mitch, thank you very much for all the hard work and effort that you provided with all of us – Redskin fans with the entertainment over the period of years. Thank you
appreciate
very much.
It. Thank you, man.
I have a trivia question for you. There's four buildings in the United States that not in the United States, in Washington, D.C., that line up on the typical center point. These four buildings are identical on the same line. Can you name all four of them?
The four buildings on the same line?
Yes, they all line up the geographic center point.
Now, you don't mean building like you can walk inside of it. Some of these can be monuments, right?
Is it the little pencil, the Lincoln?
Yep.
Okay.
The Lincoln and the Capitol.
The Capitol?
And the White House and the Jefferson.
No, the White House is off to the side.
White House is off to the side, though. The Jefferson one.
The White House and the Jefferson are in direct line from one another.
No, but they are all. He said they have to be in a straight line, dude.
No, I thought he meant like the Washington Monument was a midpoint.
No, you got three of them. You said the Lincoln Memorial, the Washington Monument, and the Capitol. What's the fourth?
RFK Stadium.
Come on, B-Mitch. Yes, got
it. All right, there you go.
Geographical center point of all four of those buildings. They line up perfectly in the center.
Thank you for the call, brother.
That's cool.
Last one, Adam. And all Jeff gave me here were question marks, so I don't know what the hell we're about to talk about.
That was
hello,
Jeff.
Adam.
Jeff did that.
Yep.
Brian Mitchell, this is Adam Cole. I just wanted to ask you what you thought of my sports updates. I'm out.
Adam is my dude, man. I like Adam. I like all this stuff, man.
How about this, B? We taped our sports showcase show last night. It'll air Saturday at 7 o'clock on NBC4. Adam Cole is on TV. He is in one of our segments on a promotion they ran for the Bowie Bay Sox.
All right.
So if you need more Adam Cole in your life,
you got it.
Make sure you tune in tomorrow night. Now, I want to know who that was because it was mean, but it was kind of funny. When we return, Derek Stevens from Circus Sports joins us.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.